is considered hygge. Candles. If you ask a Danish person, they are likely to tell you that candle lights are the most fundamental part of creating a hyggelig environment in the house. Danes burn a whopping 13 pounds of candlelight wax a year per capita, according to Viking, more than any other nation in the world. So switch off that uncomplimentary overhead lamp and light some candlelights. Fireplaces. What could be cozier than curling up by the fire for a warm night in? Bonus points if your mantle is decorated for winter season. Toss blankets. Whether a chunky knit, weighted blanket, or heated throw, having something soft to twist around yourself is a must, as are oversized sweaters and thick socks, actually anything knitted, which also make things way more hygge. Homemade sweets, home cooking, and hot beverages. What you eat is also vital to creating those relaxing vibes. While dining establishments can certainly have a hygge atmosphere, think candlelights on the table and a fireplace in the back, spending tons of money on a pricey meal isn't the point. It's more about comfort and familiarity. In Denmark, that may mean pastries, meatballs, and massive amounts of coffee. But in America, you might want to pour yourself a warm drink, collect your granny's chicken pot pie recipe, or spend a weekend afternoon baking your preferred chocolate cake. While winter is the apparent time for all things hygge, Danes practice this concept year-round. Some ideas for hyggelig summer season activities include picnics in the park, backyard dinner parties, bonfires on the beach, and outside film nights. What isn't hygge? Gazing at your phone all the time. Sorry, this is the least hygge thing out there. Television is fine, though shot inviting some friends over to watch movies with you. Hello, Hallmark Christmas movies. As togetherness is another key part of being hygge. Hibernating in the house alone all winter season. Again, while staying inside taking pleasure in hot chocolate and a book is certainly hygge, getting outside to opt for a long walk, yes, even in the winter season, and spending quality time with family and friends is also a crucial part of the idea. Strict rules. While Marie Kondo's 2014 bestseller, The Life-Altering Magic of Cleaning Up, inspired people to declutter their houses and only keep things that, quote, triggered delight in their life, hygge provides a friendlier and more forgiving lifestyle. Hygge is really all about keeping things simple. Think Scandi-style interior decoration. But it also encourages people to live a little and say yes to that additional slice of cake. And after a couple divisive and stress-filled years, it is no secret why Americans are all in for hygge. Getting items just to be on trend. At its heart, hygge is more about creating a certain environment than things, so buying a ton of pricey stuff is the opposite of hygge. However, people are already starting to wonder if the UK and American variations of hygge are just an excuse for firms to sell people things. So, how do you hygge without buying into the buzz? If you want to read more about the idea, feel free to pick up any of the new books about it. But if you want to be truly hygge, just remember to really appreciate the easy things that bring delight to your life. Instead of grumbling about the bad weather this winter season, light some candles and hunch down with a cup of tea and that book you have been meaning to read for months. Or if you're feeling more social, cook up a pot of your famous chili recipe and invite your good friends over for a parlor game night. Have fun getting cozy with hygge. Chapter 2. How to Use Hygge for Your Life. 1. Spend quality time with loved ones. Marie-Thérèse Söderberg lists togetherness as a key element of hygge in her book, Hygge, The Danish Art of Happiness. Hanging out with the people you like best is a good way to get your hygge on, and it doesn't actually matter what you do. Dinner parties, coffee dates, and even a Netflix binge can all work. Here are a few more comfortable group activities from the kitchen. 2. Keep from multitasking. Hygge is all about enjoying, which means multitasking is a no-no. If you find yourself reaching for your